I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The ensemble Sacrebouche performs at the Indianapolis Early Music Festival in the Glick, Indiana History Center. They're the final performance of the summer, and they'll be in concert Sunday, July 24th at 7:30. Our guests are Linda Pierce, the artistic director, and also the co-director for the project, Ann Waltner. Linda is an early music specialist, focusing on the sackbut, the early trombone, and Ann Waltner is a China historian who takes on a speaking role and helped shape the textural materials for the program. The title of the program, Matteo Ricci, His Map and Music, we'll ask Ann Waltner to tell us a little bit about who Matteo Ricci was.
Matteo Ricci was an Italian Jesuit missionary who went to China in 1582, probably more than any other missionary. He succeeded in mastering both Chinese language and culture and really becoming a peer of Chinese literati.
Sounds like a wonderfully gifted individual.
Yes, I think he was a wonderfully gifted individual, and I think he was also extremely driven with a passion both for the mission activity and for China and Chinese culture.
And half of the title of the program is Matteo Ricci, His Map. What's this map?
The story that he tells in his diary is that he had a map of the world hanging on the Jesuit residency, and his literati friends would say, oh, you ought to do something like that in Chinese. And so he did. And we thought that using images of the map, words that Ricci spoke or were spoken about him, and music was a really wonderful way to explore both his Italian and his Chinese world, the world he came from and the world that he went to.
Linda, as Anne suggested, this was a situation rich with the possibilities of the display of the map and the historical aspects, and also the musical content. Can you tell us a little bit about the development of that and the choices you made?
Yeah, the program is multi-layered, and the three layers consist of music, text, and images. On the musical end of things, there are three different types of music that we use. The first kind of music we use represents Ricci in Italy, Ricci as a Jesuit. Sacred music from Rome by composers like Palestrina and Nannino. We were kind of fascinated by the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, which coincides with about the time when Ricci moved to Rome to study. And we found pieces by Andrea Gabrielli, although Venetian, that commemorates the Battle of Lepanto. The second type of music is Chinese music played on traditional Chinese instruments. We've been fortunate to have wonderful, wonderful musicians join us for each of our performances, and we've all learned a lot. It's been quite spectacular. And the third kind of music is new music. Quan Guo, a Chinese composer, sets the text of lyrics that Ricci wrote, and this is composed for the guzheng, the sheng, and the baroque instruments, and also for our vocalists. So it's the finale of the program, and it kind of ties together his Chinese life and his Italian life and creates something entirely new out of that.
We've been talking with Linda Pierce and Ann Waltner from the production entitled Matteo Ricci, His Map and Music, the Ensemble Sacrebouche, the final ensemble for the Indianapolis Early Music Festival, their performance Sunday evening the 24th in the Glick, Indiana History Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.